Today's episode here on Voices of Courage is dedicated to a great, great person that I know. It's my nephew. It's his birthday, John Darren Porter II. Yes, May 1st. Let's give him a happy, happy, happy birthday. And let's go ahead and get into this episode here, which is dedicated to my great nephew, John Darren Porter II. Let's go. Well, let's just say that I feel so old, but no, seriously, this kid here, or this man, this grown-ass man, because he's a man, and a very responsible young man, and very proud of him, I knew he was going to be great when he was younger. I mean, this kid, well, when he was a kid, he taught me how to get around on a desktop computer, so I guess we can say he's pretty old his damn self. Yeah. I played checkers, I think, for the very first time ever even playing checkers was on a computer. And I remember where they lived, his apartment, and he had the desktop, and he was playing on it, and then he showed me, and then there it went from there, and he was a kid, right? I remember one of his very first jobs, and he was really adamant about it, and he, like, loved it, and I remember from that day on, it was no stopping him. He was like, I'm going to make this money. He was always very responsible. He always had that attitude to where he was going to be responsible. But I knew when I saw him, and he probably doesn't remember that flower place or something we went to? Or I think it was up on, where is it going through El Cajon? Like over by the DMV. I don't know if he remembers, but I do remember that he just always had a plan. He had a little setup to where he was going to make some money, where he was making money. And right now, to this very day, you know, he finished school. He's been with the same companies, I think, since high school, and has progressed. He's bought his own vehicle. He's just done so much, and I'm just very proud of him. And I just want to say happy birthday. I remember when I used to babysit him, my little nephew. I remember so much. I remember how we used to watch horror movies together, because he wouldn't have any, but he'd try, and he would watch the whole time with me with his hands over his head, over his ears, right? Yeah, with his hands over his ears. My little boo-boo. And now he's just an amazing adult. He's got his shit together, and I could only hope and wish that other, you know, young folks coming up would have, you know, that same drive and passion. But it certainly takes me back to when he was younger. And that's why I want to say we have to embrace and love our kids, because they grow up and then they want shit to do with you. No, seriously, but they do grow up, and then you gotta do your best, because there's gonna come a point in time where no ain't cutting it. You can't tell them they gonna do what they do, because they grown, right? So we have to, like, bring them up and let them know why we hold on so tightly, so that they can have those, understand these things as they go off in their journey in this world, and what to look out for, and just be safe, but making sure that they're a great person with great integrity and kind, but also a soldier, someone that don't let no one walk over them, and that can hold their own, and not just somebody that, you know, people can just take for granted and be like, oh, there's a sucker there, and this is some real shit, you know. It's very possible to be very kind in this world. You don't have to be gullible, but there's such thing as kind people, but that don't play, that don't take that type of shit. There is. So you don't have to be in this world and just be an ass, or be, you know, have this wall built because you don't want people to think that you're, you know, you can still be a kind person and still hold your ground, hold your own. It's fun to say that. You know, as far as my sister, she did a great job raising, you know, her son. And I just wanted to let him know that I'm very proud of him. I always have been. And known that he was going to be okay. I knew from when he was younger how he really, really wanted to embrace working and earning money. Like, he was into that shit, right? And now look at him. Very great human being, great person, great young man. And I love him to the moon and back, if he ever doubted it. Trust and know that you'll always be TT's baby. So I just wanted to say that. And don't go too far, because we're going to be back. This won't be the longest episode. Like I said, this is dedicated to John Porter. Happy birthday, old man. And we will be right back. And we're back with Voices of Courage with your girl, Brandy J. And this one is dedicated to the birthday boy, my nephew, John Porter. And don't forget to send out those birthday wishes. Happy birthday, 31st birthday, you old man. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. My nephew, I am just so very proud of him. He has turned out to be such an amazing young man. He always has been someone that I knew that was going to have his shit together. I could tell at a young age just by his willingness and dedication to wanting to, like, be responsible and have a job. I remember, I don't know if he remembers, like I said, the coffee shop that we both were at for quite a bit. And after that, it was just like, boom, right? You know, he went to school, finished school, he started. Well, now is his career in high school, you know, and still is there. And he's 31, and he has moved up, you know, in his area of work, you know. He was, like, the youngest manager at Walmart, and, you know, now he's traveling, going to places across the globe, managing warehouses, and, you know, he has his shit together, and his head on his shoulders, and he's a great person. I even admire him in his social life. He probably doesn't know this, but he is a very great friend to his friends. If anyone out there, if you have John Porter as a friend, then you are honorably blessed, because he's your true, real friend. He's not a person that just doesn't like people and backstabbish. Like, he's your friend, you know? But once you cross them, you cross them. But you know, that's how we roll. We family, and we love hard. But we don't take no shit, you know? But he's an amazing person. And he cracks me up, you know? I remember when we used to watch those movies, those scary movies, he would just sit there with his hands over his ears and try to watch it. Oh, man, he's so funny. He taught me so much. I remember I had no clue who Harry Potter was. No clue who Harry Potter was until I saw my nephew one day on Halloween dressed up as Harry Potter. Seriously. He's talented, great drawer, can draw his tail off. I think he gets it from my mom, because she was always the creative one. She can sew, she can draw, she can do it all. She used to make clothes, you know, she just did it as a hobby. I always was trying to convince her to make it a business, which she could have, but she just so creative. And he is too. He can sew. I know he started getting into sewing, but I don't know if he's still doing it. I doubt it, because he's so busy. But hint, hint, if you're not using that sewing machine, I can definitely hold it for you. I definitely been wanting a sewing machine. That'd be so fun. But yeah, he's very creative. I wonder if he still has those drawings, because he should share them with the world, because they're amazing. He'd be a fashion designer. But so proud of him. So proud. And I don't know, but I just wanted to say this. Beyonce, Destiny's Child, if you out there, trust and believe me when I say this, that I don't believe there's anyone on this planet that is a bigger fan than my nephew. Okay? I don't think in the last segment I said anything about how he had this friend where they both dressed up. I think one was Beyonce and the other was Lady Gaga. He did the year Ursula because, you know, that's one of his favorite characters. And, yeah. He is definitely someone that loves what he loves and goes for it. He doesn't care and he does it well, okay? He's going in. But overall, I am so proud of you. And Brandon is lucky to have you as a brother / big cousin. And if there is anyone for him to ever truly look up to, you would definitely be that person that I would love him to look up to. And I love that how you love him and how you look out for him and that you love him. And I'm not going to cry. But I know you feel old too because you remember when he was a baby. And I look at him. I know you was tripping when you was looking at him one day. I was like, dude, this dude, he's that deep voice boy, that man. You know? But yeah, he's grown up. Amazing to see both of you, you know. And I wanted to, you know, just say on this great show of mine how much I love you and so proud of you. I always know this, I've always have been, I always knew that you were going to be okay. And if you didn't know, I always had you in my heart. I know we don't talk a lot. You know, you're busy, you got your social life, but no, TT has not went anywhere. Still here, and if you ever need me, I am here. I love you. And your mother did an amazing job. Obviously. Very good mother. And, you know, we learn from the best. Yeah. But guys, please, don't forget to honor, love, share, and tell the people in your life, your family, how much you love them, you know? Because we just think that we know, they know, but it's so amazing to say, to hear it, show it, to share it. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in to this episode here, a very special episode on Voices of Courage dedicated to my nephew. Happy birthday, John Darren Porter II. And until next time, my friends, this is your host, Brandy J, Voices of Courage. Keep coming back, subscribe, share, and do all of that. Peace. So how's everyone liking Spotify for podcasters? Well, as for me, I love it. I love it. Can I say again, I love it? Spotify for podcasters. I love it. Yes. And it's still a place for someone that is thinking about creating a podcast. Now you can do it at an even hotter time in the game because they have upped the ante and giving you so many more options and opportunities for your growth in podcasting. And best of all, it's still free, giving you all the creation tools that you need at your fingertips, being able to use your mobile phone and do video. So what I'm saying is here, let's get started because they're going to distribute it to all major platforms, okay? And all you got to do is worry about what you're going to talk about. And you don't even have to worry about it. Because if you need any help in that area, they have a community that gives you a massive amount of information to get your creative juices going. They've got it covered. And all I want to say is thank you, Spotify, for podcasters, because it's time to take it to the next level. Life Podcast. This is where it's at. So let's go ahead and get you started. Go ahead and download it. Head on over to the Google Play Store, Spotify for podcasters. Until next time, this is Brandy J.